The following shiur has been presented by Rav Mordechai Fuchs, Poisek at the Beis Havaad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havaad Halacha Center. For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Ayin Hey. Today's daf is the sugya of Regel HaAsurim and the Regel HaMuteras. Now, we know that the Gezeirah of Eiv is that all members living among Chotzer have to become one, and if they don't, then everyone becomes Aser. The concept of Regel is a form of Bilus, meaning the inner Chotzer has a right to walk through the outer one, in order to get to the street, and that gives him some kind of ownership. So, because someone that has no ownership whatsoever cannot ask on the Bnei Chotzer. For instance, if a neighbor puts up a tzuris at Pesach, which totally separates them like a wall, and makes an Erev in between each other, all the people from the city would definitely not ask of them by merely walking through. Because the city, even though if it has a wall around it, even like Yerushalayim, it has a wall, right? It's not all one domain that gives everyone rights everywhere. We have each street and neighborhood could go and corner themselves off with a tzuris at Pesach, a hekif, and be separated. And the people outside, when they walk through, they won't necessarily aser. So, in our Gemara, there's a three-way machlokes. The Tanakhama says only regal the Bnei Achotzer that don't have a working Erev can answer with their Jewish HaRegel. And Rebbe Kiva says even Regel HaMoteris can answer. Where the Rabban hold that a Regel can never answer. The Svara of the Tanakhama, who Paschal like is, Rashi is Mefarash Adap Nuntes, that when there's Regel HaAsura, since they, the Chotzer HaPnimis, have no place to be Mishtamish, because they have no Erev, so they can't be Metaltal, the Kalim, from the Bayis to the Chotzer, we have to give them some kind of elbow room, so we can't confine them to their own Chotzer. We must give them access to the neighboring chotzer as well, possibly to be able to carry kelim shofsa b'chotzer from the chotzer to the from the chotzer apnimi, from the inner chotzer to the outer chotzer. Masha ein kein by regel hamateris b'mekayimo, we can say that the koyf noisy amidus sedayim. Let's be koyf for them. Right? Shaloi yehelom dritas regel hayoyim al chitzayinu. We temporarily confiscate their rights in the Chotzer HaChitzoino, rather we have them use their own Chotzer, as not to answer the Chotzer HaChitzoino. And that's a concept of Midas Sedaim, then in Sedaim. The mentality was, what's mine is mine, and what's yours is yours, I'm not going to come and help you. So with the Chotzer HaChitzoino, our Midas Sedaim is that since you're not losing anything, right, by helping out the other person, we force you to do so. Now, there's a subtle machlokes about what rights are we relinquishing from the Bnei HaPnimis. This machlokes starts from the Rishonim and go all the way down to the Gedolei HaPosukim Shebezonenu. Rashi says, on that Nuntes, that Yemochlu al Vizis HaRegel. Plain and poshut that we ask him to go in and forgive, to go in and give up the right to walk. Toises quotes Rashi and says that Rishis HaRegel is lav dafka, as there's no akpoda that stam walking through mikayach hasvara. And also, if we are makpid that they can't walk through, so how do we expect them to go after the Mishnah Sarafim on Shabbos? Only what are we accomplishing? Only that the menias tashmish. That the people from the Chotzer HaPnimi shouldn't carry and do chores and sit around and use the Chotzer HaChitzoino, thereby showing that they don't claim any ownership and they're walking through is nothing more than that of a guest. The Sefer Atzei HaMoigim also learns the Rashi's Lav Dafka, that when we say Achta Desha, that's only that the Chotzer HaPnimi shouldn't carry from the Chotzer, from their Chotzer to the Mofi. But there's a Rashi that seems to say, not like Tosfos is learning Rashi, but even regular Jesus or Regal would answer. On the Psamach Vov, on the Beis, the case is that there are two Chatzeres, one within the other, and they made a Eir together, but one person from the inner Chotzer, from the Panimi, forgot to participate, making everyone Osir. While the Gemara goes through the different Stodim, Rashi asks, let the other members of the Panimi be mevatel their Eshus to the one who forgot, making that there is only one owner, and that is a Regel HaMoteris, because he's the only one that lives there. So he can be Mishtamish there. So he's a Regel HaMoteris, who won't ask in the Chosaf, and the Chosra Chetzayin, because we pass him like the Rabbanon, that the that Regel HaMoteris does not ask Shalei B'Mekayim. So answers Rashi, since the other B'nei Chosra Pnimi, the other people that live in the Chotzer, once they're mevatel their reshus, it's also for them to be metaltal from their to carry their kelim from their house to the Chotzer, because it looks like they're going and being choizer umezakut. It looks like they're taking back their reshus. So since it's also for them to carry from the bayis to the Chotzer, so they are a regel ha'asura and will ask the b'nei chitzayna. Then Rashi points out in explicitly, Rashi says that even though they can't bring out things from Bayis to the Chotzer, seemingly to say that there's no shtamshus going on, says Rashi, Drizis haregel yeshlehem bipnimis uvichitzoyna. Mashma, the Rashi is telling us, not like Tosis, but rather the regel itself, walking itself, would aser. Now let's see what the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim say. There are more in Shimon Shimpei Vov Sif Beis says, if a part of a city makes an Eir by themselves, all the people from the city don't answer them and be required to give bread to the Eir, because Ein Lehem Drusus HaRegel Zalzeh. The Magen Avraham says, even though they have Rishus to walk there, Magen Avraham says, Hoyel V'yesh Lehem Derech Acher, since they have another way to walk, Koifen Oysem Shaloi Laver Shom Ela Did B'derech Acher. We force them that they should go the other way, as not to answer the people of the that they made the Eruv. And Magen Avraham says that the same applies in Simon Shin Samach Dalet by a Yemovi Okum, a Yemovi that has a turn in the middle, right? And and both sides are open to the Shis Arabim. If one side of the Movi are ma'arev until the bend. Let's say the part of the movi until the bend were ma'arev together. The ones who live around the bend, around the corner, we are clay for them to exit from the other door. It seems that the Magen Avraham learns like Rashi. The Beis Meir in the Shin Sali Beis, rather, quotes the Magen Avraham and argues, and he says like Taisa that Drisa without Tashmish is not the Akpota. At the end of Shim Pei Vov, the Mechaber speaks about a chotzer emitting two mavois, determining which chotzer he will aser and should the mele be mishtachet with. And the Mechaber says that even though he will normally be considered automatically part of the movi that he frequents more often, if that movi already did a shittuf, and they didn't include him, and the movi that he less commonly uses did not make a shittuf, we are doing for him to the one that was not mashtatif, in order not to aser the movi that did shittuf. The Mishnah Brua says, in order to be mistalik yourself from the movi, he must refrain from walking through that movi on this Shabbos. Again, a mashmoyis to Rashi. The Chazanish, quoting the Mishnah Brua, says that the Isser is not passing through the Movi, only Tashmish. So we see that throughout the Doris, there was this fundamental machlekes about what Asser is. Is it Tashmish or is it only Drisa? Or is it even only Drisa? What is interesting, though, is that the Mokar Avraham and the Mishnah Brua, the Mishnah Berurah who is bringing this Magen Avraham, they don't bring Rashi as a reference, and the Beis Meir doesn't come running with the Tosfos. So I was thinking to say a chilek, some kind of differentiation between these cases, and therefore a reason for the stima in Halacha. The Magen Avraham says his din in Shin Pei Vav, where the neighbors from a different street are coming to the neighborhood that has an Eiv. And in Shin Samach Dalet also, again, by the Mobiyakum. In both these cases, the prospective Oyser has his own chotzer and places to go, but he has a right to come here, but it's not a double border that he will come. So over there, by the mere fact that he's coming and walking here, he's showing that he is exercising his right to live here. Masha'en came by the Pnimitz and the Chitzayna, they must pass through in order to get out of to exit to the Mishnah Rabbim. So the walking doesn't show bilis, it shows him going out. Only the Tashmish, only using it, would show bilis. So Kubi the Magen Avraham is not going with Shitas Rashi. Rather, he's saying, a double posik, that this would apply even in Shitas Tosfos. A similar svara is in the Rosh Hashanah Yehuda, when he was asked about people who live outside the Eiv. Would they ask it when they walk to shul on Shabbos, which is inside the Eiv? The Rosh Hashanah says that since there's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim in between their houses and the shul, that refrains them from making an Eiv together, when he just walks through, he's obviously not trying to claim ownership. And then the Drisa Seregel would definitely not aser. Only when they could have technically been ma'ariv, then that's the question if Drisa or only Tashmish can aser. So we see that he's also saying this Yisoid, that the Drisa could only aser if it's showing us a sort of bias. And as far as the Elochim in our sugya of the Chotzer Pnimis and the Chotzer Chitzoyna, the Machaber and the Mishnah Berurah are just saying that Drisa Seregel would answer, but that's just the Lashon of the Gemara. So we don't see one way or the other whether it's real, whether it's literally Drisa Seregel or it's the Tashmish or it's the carrying around and using the Chotzer Chitzoyna. The Chazon Ish though points out that most of the Rishonim who we follow for Psak don't say not to walk through the Chitzayna. Mashma, that the Akpoda of the Drisa Seregel would generically be only the Tashmish there and not merely walking.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.